Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to join us on The Drift Radio. And joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. It's a beautiful day out, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, a lovely, lovely day. And there's the anti-Sharia marches going on all across the country.
Lansing.
And I want to encourage anybody, if you're at one of them, feel free to call in the next hour, 734-822-1600. Love to get an update and how it's going and whether you're getting a bunch of these Antifa people fighting against you or whatever. So has it come to this point? You know, at least people are beginning to wake up a little bit that, you know what, your culture is at stake. Step up and do something against it. And we'll get into that. Let's take care of a little business this half hour. If you haven't had your ducts cleaned in a while, you should. All right. Dalton Environmental Cleaning, 877-DALTONS. That's 877-325-8667. And getting your health taken care of by cleaning the ductworks in your home or, Ed, at your office. You've used these guys before.
Yeah, we used them.
They're great. They're really good. And there's a $25 off coupon for the antimicrobial treatment in The Current. And if you haven't been to The Current, go there, COURANTonline.com, currentonline.com. And you can see the coupon there. Just print it off or tell them you have it or tell them you heard it here on the radio at The Drift. And again, 1-877-325-8667. That's Dalton Environmental Cleaning .com. So, all right. Well, we're talking Comey this week, right? I guess we're going to dig right
Who
into
isn't?
That. Who isn't talking about Comey? Well, that's what we're doing today. So, again, we want to get your comments too, because I don't want to play. Yeah, it's been played over and over. We've got a couple of tracks, but I don't want to play verbatim all that he said and all the stuff. I just kind of want to explore and get people's opinions on what they're thinking of James Comey. And we were laughing outside, don't pull a Comey, because, you know, this guy has just turned out to be a complete douchebag. Is
it? Yeah, you can't use that word.
Yeah, I can't. But anyways, but I can use that word if I want. I use it all the time. It's probably my favorite word to use. But what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news we put on thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going there, you should. www.thedailydrift.com. It's the news.
You need to know.
I like it when you just jump right in like that.
Simpatico.
That's awesome. Okay, so... yes. Okay, so... let's start out. I just said I wasn't going to do a track. We're going to start out with because I want to go with the lies that...
Do we have time?
We've got all the time in the world.
I mean, all the lies?
That's right. Well, that's why I picked this track, because this is James Comey lying through his teeth, if you ask me.
Which one?
So, Derek, you got track one ready? All right, let's try this.
You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please be seated. Do you have any doubt that Russia attempted to interfere in the 2016 elections?
None.
Do you have any doubt that the Russian government was behind the intrusions in the DNC and the DCCC systems and the subsequent leaks of that information?
No doubt.
Do you have any doubt that the Russian government was behind the cyber intrusion into state voter files?
No.
Do you have any doubt that officials of the Russian government were fully aware of these activities?
All right, stop right there for a second, Derek. Okay. Do you have any doubt? Now, this is a guy who used his gut feelings to say, I'm going to take notes with Mr. Trump, but he didn't bother taking any notes or even swearing Hillary Clinton in, right?
Yep.
So your gut feeling, the proper question should have been asked, do you have any proof?
Evidence.
Evidence that Russia interfered with the election? Or the voter rolls, which we've seen none so far, absolutely none. How about some evidence that they actually hacked the DNC files? No, sir, you have no evidence because you've said repeatedly, as has Clapper and Rogers, that there is no evidence of any of that. And yet this lying sack of human garbage gets in front of Congress and says all these lies verbatim like this, right? Go ahead and keep playing, Derek. I'm sorry.
You're not.
Vice President Pence was the head of the transition.
To your knowledge, was he aware of the concerns about Michael Flynn prior to or during General Flynn's tenure as National Security Advisor?
Yeah, my understanding is that he was, and I'm trying to remember where I get that understanding from. I think from Acting Attorney General Yates.
And let's start with the January 6th meeting in Trump Tower. Now, you said after that briefing, you felt compelled to document that conversation, that you actually started documenting it as soon as you got into the car. What was it about that meeting that led you to determine that you needed to start putting down a written record?
A combination of things. I think the circumstances, the subject matter, and the person I was interacting with.
Okay.
Me.
Go. Knock yourself out, man. Let him tear him up.
If I work for somebody that I can't trust them,
why would I work for them?
Yeah. I mean, this guy is not like fearing where his next check is going to come from, because he's wealthy from all the other stuff he did for the Clintons, for the HSBC Bank, for McDonnell Douglas Northrop. I forget.
Lockheed.
Yep. I mean, the guy is wealthy. He's not worried about that. He's worried about his power and his, you know, what he can do from the position he's in. And I'm thinking a lot of that is not so much in the benefit of the American people, but for the benefit of the people that he is allied with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was connected with when Bill Clinton gave the pardon to
Mark Rich,
and didn't find him guilty, right?
And then Mark Rich just endowed the Clinton Foundation.
Yep.
And then they found a job for him.
Yes.
And we went over all this last week.
So this guy is connected and dirty as they come, and yet shows up this week and wants to play the victim. Poor me, I got fired. They unrightfully fired me. Yet, no, you weenie, you got fired because you're a dirtbag and you're full of doing these nasty things, not only to Trump, but you kind of screwed over Hillary, right? Who helped you out with money?
Yep.
And you screwed over Clinton's before that and Bush's before that. This guy is, at best, he's a sleazy opportunist who probably took these notes thinking, I'm never going to get fired by Trump, but I'm going to use it to my advantage at some point down the road. That's what I believe is going on with this guy. Let's take a call from Jasmine in Chicago. She's at an anti-Sharia march. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary. How's your Saturday going?
Very good. We just started the show, and we're glad you called in with you're at the march in Chicago. How's it going?
I actually left the march about 20 minutes ago, and I was very disappointed to say that there was about 5 people there.
Mm.
And, I mean, it doesn't surprise me because it is Chicago, the liberal crap hole of the country.
Well said. Well said. Was there some anti people there?
There was no one.
Wow.
There was absolutely no one.
No, and dozens of police?
No, God, no. You know, the only thing I saw were people with their dogs.
Wow. That is disappointing.
Well, it's not only disappointing, it's quite scary to me that, you know, here's a situation where our lives are in danger. These people want to kill us. They've made no secret of the fact they want to kill us, rape us, mutilate our genitals. I mean, all that cool hip parade stuff that they say to our faces. And people are concerned about climate change, which everyone has debunked. And even if it was a real thing, I've heard some of the so-called experts say that it's not going to affect us for 100 and something years. These people want to kill us today. I mean, they're like, we want to kill you yesterday.
Yeah. You know what's amazing is that in a metropolis the size of Chicago, that 5 people showed up. I'm just astounded that, and even though it's a liberal city, it's surrounded by suburbs. The metropolis has got to be. Do you know how many million people live in Greater Chicago by chance?
I think it's like 3 million.
All right,
I could be wrong.
I was talking to Dennis Moore this week. He's the head of the Tea Party, Willow Run Tea Party caucus, and actually they're backing down from an official caucus every week to one a month, with unofficial caucuses every week afterwards, and it's because of declining shows. The numbers are are fewer now than they were before Trump got elected. And I actually heard Levon Yule this morning, Pastor Yule, say something along the same lines. Where is the Tea Party these days? And I'm thinking that a lot of people are not as outraged since Trump won the election, and they just don't feel as motivated to show up.
Yeah, but this is the scary part. This is where we now need to amp it up to protect him and to give him that support publicly so that the media knows, you know what, say whatever you want, lie however you want, put whatever fake news you want out there, but the people here who voted for him still support him. Because that it's nonsense when you see these polls that say, oh, Trump's support is falling off. No, it's not.
No, it isn't.
I'm happier and more enthused with Trump now than I ever was.
I heard a survey. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that these are the same people that, you know, said Hillary Clinton had a 92% chance of it was going to be the biggest upset in political history, if you remember.
Yeah.
The same people. And, you know, as I always tell all my liberal friends, and thank God I don't have a lot of them, but the few that I have, you know, I said to them just recently that, you know, these are crooked polls. I've never been asked by anyone about my political opinion. You know, none of my friends have ever been asked. And I just keep thinking, who are they talking to?
I heard a report the other day on the radio where there was an informal gathering. A reporter went in to a gathering of Trump supporters and asked them, so after these Comey hearings, are you less enthused about Trump? And they, to a T, all 10 of them said, are you kidding me? We are more enthused than ever.
Right, right.
Well, they had actually a radio show here, a local radio show. They were on the street the day after the Comey thing, and they were asking people, what do you think of the Comey, you know, situation? And, like, half of them were like, what's a Comey?
Now, that is the apathy.
Oh, that's coffee coming out of your nose is hilarious.
It almost did come right out of my nose. That's the spookiest thing. And folks, you've got to pass this on, be it through Facebook, be it through Twitter, be it through whatever Instagram stuff you're using. Now is not the time to be apathetic about it. Now is the time to get up and start working harder. Because whether you ban Islam or not, there are certain things we need to be aware of. And there's more than half of alleged moderate Muslims in this country want to live under Sharia. And you can't have Sharia and constitution. You can't. They don't go hand in hand. They don't go together. It's not possible. I'm sorry, folks. That's just the way it is.
Well, that's probably why they want to kill us all, because there'll be nobody to oppose them. But, I mean, you know, we're doing a pretty good job of that ourselves.
In Chicago, yes. You guys are doing a great job of that out there. That's absolutely true.
Before the show started, we were talking to Ed from Speaking of Art, and the show after us? No, two shows after us. I'm sorry. Anyways, we were talking about Comey, and Gary had said something said, you know, I told my son this morning, don't be a Comey.
Yes.
You know, it's like a term of, you know, that's what a Comey is. And then Ed had said, well, you know, Comey's risen to the status of, you know, the one named celebrity, Comey. And I said, what, like Madonna? And he says, yeah, or Hillary. Yeah, like, well, all these other whores and sluts, you know?
Really? Well, that's the way it gets. All right, well, Jasmine, thank you so much for the check-in. And I'm sorry it didn't work out the way you wanted it to out there. But keep firing it up and let those liberal Chicagoans know where you stand.
Oh, you know I will.
All right, take care. Thank you so much.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Should I have said prostitute?
I don't know that it really matters. Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia, who's got some comments on Sharia and Muslims. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Well, once again, I happened to catch a little blip on Fox News where they were talking about these protests, and they're saying, well, we're opposed to Sharia law, but we're not opposed to Islam. And I thought, ew, that's stupid, because Sharia is such a basic fundamental of Islam. There's no separating. And if we took all the books that make up Sharia and threw those into the fire, the Quran itself, just go and ask Muhammad, is enough to get the rest of us killed. I mean, Islam, going back to Muhammad, is dangerous, it's evil, it's harmful, and we need to educate people. Martin Luther, 500 years ago, stressed that the greatest defense against Islam was the Quran. He said, we got to teach the people what the Quran teaches so we're aware of how dangerous anyone who follows that book is.
Yeah, absolutely, Ken. And that's what I will say. I've read it because people will say, Gary, you shouldn't say those things. I read the book. I read it with the full intent of maybe becoming, you know, a worshiper of Islam, right? And by the time I got done, I said to myself, you know, Muhammad was the first Democrat because he believed in one set of rules for everybody else. But as the end of the book, as you get to the end, he's got a separate set of rules. There's some exceptions for Muhammad.
Because, see, I never got to the
because
end.
He gets the special dispensation, right? And I'm thinking, gee, that sounds just like Bill Clinton, man. He gets a little special. He gets the extra whim, yeah. And he gets to do all the things that nobody else gets to do. I thought, you know, what a pile of bunk. Sorry,
all
off
pigs,
it went.
All pigs are equal. Well, some pigs are more equal than others.
That's right. Well, yes.
Well, the one thing that people have to be educated to is the fact that there's two parts to the Quran, and the Muslims knew all this. What Muhammad wrote when he was in Mecca, when he was just one man, and what he wrote when he built up his army in Medina. And the Muslim understands that everything written by Muhammad in Mecca has been abrogated. They are free to disobey. But everything he wrote in Medina, which includes death to the infidel, don't take the Christian and Jew as your friend, these passages, they must obey. And the one thing that people also have to be made to understand, Muslims are encouraged to lie and to deceive the non-believer. So if a non-believer goes to a Muslim and starts asking questions about their faith, they will quote those passages from Mecca that they are free to disobey, free not to follow.
Yes.
They won't show you those passages from Medina that they know they must obey.
Right. And then what do we call that? Kitman and taqiya, right? Mm-hmm. That's those two processes.
I think that's
what it is. The line is taqiya, yeah.
Taqiya, yeah. So, you know, that is just not right. And folks, educate yourself. Don't take my word for it. Go buy the book and read it yourself. You know what I mean? Know thine enemy, if that's what it comes down to. Because you know what? You need to be educated on what's going on. Nicest of Muslims in this country would probably rather live under Sharia, many of them. And that's an issue for those of us who are Christian.
If you do not want to read the Quran, and I started to read it years ago, long ago in the 70s, just out of curiosity, and I couldn't slug through it. I'm sorry, I couldn't make it through it. But there is a book that I read. It's called The Politically Incorrect Guide to Islam.
Yes.
One of the pig books.
Yep.
And that is a fabulous book. I highly recommend it.
Yep. What else you got?
There's two other quick points before I go that I think people should be aware of.
Go.
When a practicing Muslim is living in a non-Muslim country, which is how they see America, they are free, when in public, to not appear as a Muslim. They can eat pork. They can drink alcohol. They don't have to pray to the East. When they are in public, they can appear secular. And this authorization to them is in the Quran. And so when you see all these Muslims around you that say, well, I'm secular, just be careful, people.
Yeah. Well, good points, Ken. Good points. All right. Well, thanks for the call. Love it. We'll talk to you hopefully again next week.
Take care.
Take care. Let's take a call from Walter in Belleville. Walter, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. The show that Ken is no nonsense with the Islamists.
Yeah, well, Ken's well-read on Islamism, so I'll take most of what he says for fact.
Islamism?
Did I just make that up?
I think you did.
I just made that up. Well, there you go.
Sounds good.
I'm creative, right? I'm thinking outside the box. That's the way I am. Thank you. All right, go ahead, Walter. Make a quick point because we're running down on the hard break here.
I'm so sick and tired of Comey and this crap. Even Donald Trump said it. It's made up by the dirty pamphlets. Known as Devilcrats, Democrats. It just made up conspiracy crap. And how we've gotten this far with this nonsense. And you know what? Half of those people, like on that one black communist station, do you know they predicted? There's one guy that calls in all the time that Hillary was going to win in a landslide. Some of the talk show hosts were saying that Hillary was going to win in a landslide. And they made themselves out of public liars over the radio. And they can't stand it. They can't stand that they lost, and I keep, well, you know me, I keep calling there, rubbing it in, letting them know how they lied, and some of them even had nerve to hide.
Right, right. And you know what? I think I tweeted out at one point, this big nothing burger that the Democrats and the media had been pushing on this Russian collusion for so long turned out to be a crap sandwich, basically, for the Democrats.
Chris Matthews agrees with you, right?
Oh, and we're going to play him later in the hour here. But but that's exactly right, Walter. You're hitting it spot on. This is a bunch of lies, and the New York Times and MSNBC and NBC and ABC and all of them with this Russian collusion thing. You know what? Comey just buried that. Whatever, say what you want about him. He did speak the truth that Donald Trump was not under investigation.
You know, Walter, you mentioned the threat of an overwhelming Clinton victory, the way the other camp thought Clinton was going to win. I think that explains why Comey did what he did with her server and emails, where he kind of came out and sort of cleared her publicly. Independent to me, it looked like he was convicting her in the press. But I think what he was really trying to do was give her cover, thinking that she's going to win anyhow. This is actually helping her, not hindering her.
This guy is classically playing both sides of the field. He wanted to make sure he kept a job with Trump. Mm-hmm. He wanted to make sure he kept a job with Hillary. So he vacillated back and forth, thinking that he could somehow find a way to manipulate himself to the point where he could stay in power and keep his job, no matter who won. That's what he was doing.
But I don't think he thought he was going to.
You can tell he has malice toward Donald Trump, like most of the Republicans do. That's why I was going to. He does not like Donald Trump. He's more on the Democratic side. I heard he had the nerve to call himself a Republican in name only.
Yeah.
But, you know, want to be Republican like a bunch of other ones, like John Crooked Kasich from Ohio. Oh, don't get me started on him.
But yeah, anyway, we won't. We won't because we're running out of time. All right. Well, Walter, thank you so much for the call, because we're running up on a break here and we got to get some things squared away. You're spot on. Once again, Walter, we love getting your calls, man. Take care.
Talk to you later, Walter.
Take care, my friend.
All right. You too. All right. So, absolutely. This guy, say what you want about Comey. Some people like him. Oh, he worked hard. You know what? He showed up at this hearing and tried to play the victim. Did you not feel that way?
Yeah. You know? Oh, poor, pitiful me.
Poor, pitiful. People tweeting and joking about, you broke me. You broke me. Yes. I think you broke yourself a long time ago with your shenanigans. You know, I swear that I'm thinking this guy did nothing but try to manipulate, and it's not just with Trump. I'm sure he did it with the Clintons. I'm sure he did it with all previous people that he's worked with, trying to find some way. I'd like to see, I want to know what they took out of his office. I want to know what they have on him.
I think that's what Trump was alluding to at the Rose Garden yesterday when he was asked, do you have tapes? He says, we have something. We'll tell you later.
Right. So I'm hoping. So the tapes may not be Trump taping anything. It may be the tapes they took out of Comey's office. Yep. And as you said before, that's why they waited until he was 3,000 miles away in California, lock down his office, take all the goods out of there, give it to Jeff Sessions to say, let's see what's in here.
Yeah.
And stung him, and stung him hard. And you know what? That's what you have to do when you're dealing with criminals, folks.
And we may never hear what was in there. You know,
we may
just
not.
Because we don't doesn't mean it wasn't there.
Right. Right. Well, anyways, we need to make sure that we're paying attention, because the information's out there. You just got to dig a little bit. Derek, do we have time to run Donald's the president's reply here? No, we don't. We're going to hit that on the way back. But folks, don't give up. This is not the time to be apathetic. If there are marches for tea parties or against Sharia or in support of the president, now is the time.
Yep.
Because the media and the Democrats are still, even after all of this Comey nonsense, the liberal media is still out bashing him. It's just insane. You want to talk about people who are clueless, you got to call them clueless. And we're going to get to Chris Matthews in the next half hour here. So call into the show, 734-822-1600. You want to get on and vent a little bit about Comey and whatever went on this week, we'll cover it and we'll get you on the air. See you on the other side.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Veyrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The president spending the weekend at his golf club in New Jersey a day after blasting his former FBI director at a press conference where he contradicted what James Comey told a Senate committee.
Among other things, the president had asked him to take a pledge of loyalty.
Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those events?
100%. And I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that?
This he said could all be cleared up if there are indeed tapes, as President Trump has hinted at.
Fox's Kristen Fisher in Galveston, Texas. Commissioning ceremony for the USS Gabrielle Giffords, named for the former Arizona congresswoman who survived an assassination attempt. The ship is the 16th to be named for a woman. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding and everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I'm a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
When you cast your eyes upon the skylines of this once proud nation, can you sense the fear and the hatred growing in the hearts of its population? And our youth, oh youth, are being seduced by the greedy hands of politics.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift here at WAN Talk 1600. We'd love to get your calls, 734-822-1600. And you like that song?
That was apropos.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? Yeah, yes. The Beaten Generation. Better than being waterboarded, right?
Yeah.
Beaten or waterboarded. Yeah, there we go. So let's take care of a little business this half hour. Before we finish it, our sponsor is the Links of Whitmore Lake. Not only a great golf course, they have a great bar and restaurant. And in the current newspaper, you can get some coupons, $5 off greens fees, an upgrade to a large bucket if you go to the driving range, and a free appetizer with two entrees. And then they've got some great specials, man. $4 well drinks all day. That's a great price,
those
right?
Those coupons are worth the value of paying for the current.
Well, we don't pay for the current. Oh. It's free.
Whoa.
Taco Tuesday, $1.50. There you go. And Sliders on Thursday. So great place. You can reach them at 734-449-4653. And they're on 6 Mile Road in Whitmore Lake. It's pretty easy. Just get off at 6 Mile and go right, go east, and you'll follow it around. And it's a great place. Beautiful golf course, beautiful place to eat and drink and party a little bit. Fun place.
Then why wouldn't you get a copy of The Current, get those coupons, get and go?
You know what? It's online for free. Go to The Current. Yeah. COU. Wow. ourantonline.com. Well, there you go. So, all right. Well, I wanted to take care of Donald Trump's reaction to Mr. Comey while he was with the ambassador from
Lithuania, Romania, something
whatever.
Or other.
One of those.
Moldavia, who knows?
Yes. Anyways, Derek, let's play Trump's reaction to the Comey speech.
But I wondered if you could tell us in person, sir, why you feel that his testimony vindicated you when it's really boils down to his word against your word. And if you could also tell us, sir, do tapes exist of your conversations with him?
Well, I'll tell you about that maybe sometime in the very near future. But in the meantime, no collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker. But we want to get back to running our great country. Jobs, trade deficits, we want them to disappear fast. North Korea, big problem. Middle East, a big problem. So that's what I am focused on. That's what I have been focused on. But yesterday showed no collusion, no obstruction. We are doing really well. That was an excuse by the Democrats who lost an election that some people think they shouldn't have lost, because it's almost impossible for the Democrats to lose the Electoral College, as you know. You have to run up the whole East Coast and you have to win everything as a Republican, and that's just what we did. So it was just an excuse, but we were very, very happy. And frankly, James Comey confirmed a lot of what I said, and some of the things that he said just weren't true. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I like the fact that he used the word frankly, because I get criticized for using the word frankly.
Frankly. Yeah, and you know what? They asked him, would you testify? 100%. Yeah. Yes,
yep.
I'll testify.
Of course, there are people who are cringing because when you testify, you don't get just to testify on one thing. You open yourself up to cross-examination.
Right.
So
I don't know that that'll happen. But you know what? If it does, it does.
That's as good as him saying, I swear on my little pinky, you know? That's really, I mean, it's
that's exactly right. Well, so let's move on. If you want to call in, 734-822-1600, we can certainly do that. But let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte, who wants again bring up, and I'm glad you do this, Joe, so don't feel bad about calling in. Love having you talk to us about the Michigan Senate race, because it is so very important. Joe, welcome to the show.
Absolutely it is, which is why, as I know you know, but for the benefit of the listeners, I created the Facebook group, Thanks a Lot, Debbie. And that is meant sarcastically, so everybody should go join the group. Thanks a lot, Debbie. I created that back on November 9th of last year, the day after the election, because the midterms for 2018 started on November 9th, and we cannot waste time.
Isn't that Thanks a Lot, Debbie, not?
Another entry in the early entry in the race. This is good. A group of Michigan business people, we're pushing at the Mackinac Policy Center, drafting 36-year-old Detroit businessman and Iraq War veteran John E. James to run. James is president of the James Group International, parent company for several chain management and logistics companies. And according to the Daily Caller, he is seriously considering it. And we need to remember the veteran angle has worked well for us lately with Tom Cotton, Joni Ernst, Eric Gritton. And here in Michigan alone, District 1, we got Bergman elected. And for District 1, the whole UP, he would be a great ally with James to turning out the vote there. James being Detroit-based, people need to realize that we don't need to turn Wayne County red. We just need to shade it a little less blue each time to win the state, as the Trump election proved.
Right. Yeah, well,
he didn't carry Wayne County by any stretch, but he shaded it a little less blue, and that won Michigan.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is this, and the Michigan Republican Party, in my opinion, is just falling down on the job here because mm-hmm. we are running out of time. Anybody who is a nobody needs to get in and needs to get in now. They should be, number one, they should be going to all the farmers, all the county commissions and all the farmers, because it's these Republican farmers that keep voting for Debbie Stabenow because yeah. she sits on the ag board or something and, mm-hmm. and she does something for them. Well, all I can say to the farmers in this state, stop voting for Debbie because you're screwing the rest of us.
Where is yep. Ruth Johnson going after the voting irregularities in Wayne County, too? What is the holdup on that?
Because she doesn't want to lose any more votes in Wayne County because she looks like she's being
racist. She's not getting the phony
votes. That's what they'll do to us.
She's not getting the phony votes.
Yeah, she's not getting any votes out of Wayne County. But, yes, you're exactly right. Well, Joe, if you can get hold of this guy, tell him to get off his duff. He needs to jump in. There's no more thinking about it. We're past time thinking about it. If somebody wants to jump into this race, they need to jump in now and start getting on radio shows like this, and I'll be happy to help. I will be happy to help anybody who can try and beat Debbie Stabenow. I will even help a Democrat who wants to run against Debbie Stabenow. If there's a moderate Democrat who's not going to fall on Barack Obama's sword, call me. I'll give you some time, too, because you know what? I want to get rid of Debbie Stabenow. She is bad for the country.
There's a PAC that was formed called the National Security and Opportunity Fund that is pushing James. I have reached out to them just recently, so they really haven't had time to get back to me. I hope they will get back to me. But if it's a choice now between Lena Epstein and Don James, both business people, I will side with James. It's too early to solidly get behind anybody, of course, because we don't know who all our options are. But if those are our two choices, I vote James at this point.
I just read you putting that on Facebook in response to saying that Lena.
Exactly.
You know, that's
Lena
right.
will not come on the show. I don't know
if
why
we
not.
Reach out to somebody and they don't at least respond and say, at least I'm too busy, the hell with you. That's all I'm going to say. I hate to be rude, but you know what, Republicans? Get off your duff and make a real attempt to get elected in this state, for crying out loud.
I hear that from other people, too.
Yep.
Other shows have reached out. She's unresponsive. She's been unresponsive to me. And I've told her I promote her via the group, but she's just unresponsive. Yeah. I think the gist seems to be that she thinks she's going to coast on the title Trump Michigan co-chair, they handed out, you know, like candy to kids.
Yeah,
in the state. That it's a meaningless title.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. When Pete Hoekstra ran last time, and I like Pete Hoekstra, but you know, he didn't even have the guts to debate Debbie Stabenow. If you don't have the guts to debate the Democratic incumbent in this state, you have no business putting your name in the hat. Get out and stop wasting the air in the room and stop wasting our time. Because doggone it, Republicans, get off your duff, find a guy, and fight for the seat. Because
what?
We need another seat for the Republicans in the Senate. We can't keep buying this crap, especially with Mitch McConnell mm-hmm. being too cowardly to take us to 51 votes.
Yeah. Yep, that's disgusting.
And we just turned the state red for the first time with Trump since 88. Everybody knows that we need to keep that momentum going. We've got a real chance of winning this seat this time. We cannot squander it. And you are right. I've always agreed, and why I started the group, thanks a lot, Debbie, on November 9th. We have to start immediately.
Yep.
We cannot putz around.
Yep. All right. Well, great call, Joe. Appreciate
it,
man. Take care.
My friends. Love you guys.
All right. Love you, too. Take care. Bye. Okay, so I want to do a quick shout-out to Claves Marina, right? If you're looking mm-hmm. for a boat this summer, get out to Claves
what
Marina.
What a wonderful day to boat today.
Yeah, 734-426-4532. They're located in Pinckney, so it's not that far away. It's just west of US 23. Or you can go to clavesmarina.com, K-L-A-V-E-S, marina.com. Great prices on new boats, great prices mm-hmm. on some used boats, and they have a great service, and they're located right on the water. So you can go out, and I think they do stand-up paddle boards and the whole nine yards. So you can go out and rent or buy or whatever you want to do. Claves Marina, Claves, K-L-A-V-E-S, marina.com. Okay, how did I get through that? That's a segue and a half, right? Let's take a call from Jimmy in Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
How's it going, Jerry?
Out of breath. Go ahead.
Jenny on there a week or so ago, and shout out to Jenny. Hey, don't sugarcoat it. That's the way you really feel.
We love Jenny. We love Jenny.
I know that was awesome.
I feel her pain because you know what? Republicans, stand up. We have the House. We have the Senate. We have the presidency. And these gutless morons are squandering, like Joe just said. Even here in the state of Michigan, our Republicans in the last 8 years now have squandered everything.
Yeah.
We've gotten a couple of things through, but we should have been able to get a bunch done. And they're Randy Richerville, totally useless. Rick Snyder, totally useless. Doggone it, folks. We're not going to have a Republican governor because the Republicans are squandering this lead. They really are.
Yeah.
Well, look at the leadership in this state. I mean, Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly, Bill Schuette, these are our leaders. I mean, give me a break.
Gutless. Gutless.
They're politicians. Gutless. They're not leaders.
Or
don't insult leaders.
Or by their donors. You know, it's just, you know, they want to, let's get rid of caregivers, you know, the people that grow marijuana for other people, real small. You know, somebody grows like 12 or 14 plants for two or three people, and let's get rid of them and give it to these big corporations because the big corporations are able to pay more. That's all. I mean, this is it's all ridiculous. They're not. It's just absolutely gone.
Yeah.
There's no leadership. Yeah. And I like the part-time legislature because it makes the governor have to do all the work.
Yeah, well, there you go. But if it's Brian Kelly as governor, I don't really want him doing all the work anyways because he's another rhino.
That's a publicity stunt on his part. I mean, come on, that's just ridiculous. He's not going to do anything.
Actually, that Lena was on that bandwagon too, which is kind of
All I can say is to those of you who are members of the Republican Party or leaders of the Republican Party, just get off your duff. Do some work. Stop coasting
and
on
Ruth
us
Johnson,
because you know what? You burned
Ruth
up the
Johnson,
Tea Party
do
street
something.
Credit. Yeah, you did. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Take care.
Get to what I was going to talk about.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Mm. I'm sorry. We got sidetracked.
What I wanted to talk about was the fact that there's people writing articles of impeachment and what have you in the House right now.
Yeah, idiot
now,
Green. Mr.
What this comes down to is the American people have to step up and protect Donald Trump. We are the ones that, we are the insulation. We are the ones that can do this. And it's not, I think what they're afraid of more than anything else is that Donald Trump has awoken the American people and he respects them enough that they respect him and we will step up and protect him and we will understand some of his shortcomings because you can't get everything.
Right.
I'm wondering, should we not just have the articles of impeachment come forward and then have them debunked? They don't stand any legal chance.
Then there's
no vote. There's no support for it in the House. So, you know, let's just get it over with.
Yeah, let them.
Then what will Maxine Waters talk about?
Republicans don't like him either. You know, that's
the
real
but they're problem. Not going to impeach him.
They'd much rather have Pence in there because they can deal with him.
Yeah,
look at it.
Yeah, there's no way that the Republicans would slit their own throats.
Yeah.
If any of them, and even that Justin Amash, I'd like to see that piece of garbage get primaried out here in Michigan, folks. Justin Amash, somebody primary that scumbag out. I dislike this never trumping nonsense that he keeps putting out. This guy's a useless bag of whatever. I almost said it.
Yeah.
Have that dump button ready, Derek. I almost went there. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jim.
You have a good day. And Justin Amash is one of our leaders, remember?
Yeah, I know. Some leader that guy is, right? Okay. Take care, Jimmy. We'll see you.
Yep.
You know, you got to say he's got a constituency, though.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's take a break, Derek. And when a short break. And when we come back, we'll carry on about this other leaker that people are talking about. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
How do you stop a terrorist from waking up tomorrow and shooting everyone in Times Square? That threat is on the president's desk every single morning, and our failure to take it seriously proves how weak we've become. That's what happens when the country is run by political and media cowards who cling to their naive belief that the whole world shares our values. Even when Americans are slaughtered by hate-filled jihadists on our own soil, radical Islam is as evil, violent, and threatening to the future of the world as the Nazis were. It is a tragedy that at a time of such confusion, America is led by people so gutless that instead of identifying the enemy, they distract us with political attacks on the gun rights of the law-abiding. I don't know what motivates politicians, but I know the rule of war. The weak get slaughtered, and we are at war. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
The future's looking better and brighter every day. We're neighbors and friends who stand beside you all the way. Always there when you need us. People you can trust. Your family and future are always safe with us. We're making your future more predictable. Farm Bureau Insurance.
For all of your insurance needs, contact Bill Heft in Ann Arbor or Rick Eater in Chelsea. That's Bill Heft in Ann Arbor or Rick Eater in Chelsea.
Working together, the best that we can be for your security. We're making your future more predictable. Farm Bureau Insurance.
Farm Bureau Insurance.
And welcome back to The Drift.
Hey there.
Hey, it's Saturday night.
Yeah. What are you going to do tonight?
I am going to go to Burroughs, I think.
Oh.
Burroughs Roadhouse. If you haven't been to Burroughs, you should. It's a great place, great atmosphere, great drinks, great food. 810-227-6000. Go to Burroughs. And Saturday night, they actually have a happy hour on Saturdays from 11 to 5.
Cool.
It's pretty good for Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And then they're doing a Texas Hold'em tournament. So for those of you who like to gamble or play cards, Texas Hold'em tonight at 9 o'clock out at Burroughs. Not that I'm going to go play cards because I suck at it, but I'm going to go out there. So you can go to burroughs-roadhouse.com or call 810-227-6000. And I think they've got some music out there tonight. They normally do a little music in the bar. So great atmosphere, great drinks, great food. Check it out. Okay. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about this other leaker, right? And this was, Derek, let's just start with track three, shall we?
Reality Winner boarded this inmate transport van Thursday evening, minutes after she was denied bond. The government convinced a federal judge that the only thing Winner could do on pretrial release is run, possibly into the arms of our nation's enemies.
He offered up her life for this nation. And to see her treated so violent.
Victim.
It's an insult. Ooh. To every person who's ever worn a uniform.
It's a stark contrast to the argument her parents made earlier in the day when they invited us into Winner's home.
And this is where they held her while they did the search of the house. And this is where they interrogated her.
The site of Saturday's FBI raid.
How does it make you feel to stand in here?
Loud music, waterboarding.
I've never come further than that corner, and right now I'm sitting here and going, this is like a prison cell. Oh.
But U.S. prosecutors say Winner opted to stay in her house for questioning and confessed her intent to release damaging classified material to an online media outlet she admired, directing agents to find a screenshot of the mailing Dropbox for The Intercept on her cell phone. The material is described as top secret, detailing a Russian military intelligence attack on a U.S. voting supplier.
She has no history of being a threat to this nation, only an asset.
An asset as a multilingual six-year Air Force intelligence veteran, just 4 months into her first government contracting job on Fort Gordon. But inside handwritten notes, prosecutors say Winter wrote, "I want to burn the White House down," praised and detailed a fascination with the Middle East and Taliban leaders, and sketched notes about setting up burner phones and email accounts, as well as instructions on how to access the dark web and travel plans to Tel Aviv. They say recorded jail phone conversations with her sister expressed her confidence to get out on bond because she is pretty, white, and cute. She would braid her hair and cry or wage a media war if denied bond. And prosecutors say she instructed family to transfer $30,000 into her mother's bank account so she'd appear poor enough for a court-appointed attorney. They say she coached an unsuspecting mother to describe Winter's fear to the media.
I'm sorry.
Another recorded interaction Billy Winter Davis eventually admitted in court. In Augusta, Nicole Carr, Channel 2 Action News Nightbeat.
And prosecutors also said while Winter was serving in the Air Force, she put a removable thumb drive into a top-secret computer, and the government testified today that they have no idea where that drive is now.
Okay, so in the Army, she put a thumb drive into a top-secret computer, and they don't know what happened to it, and yet somebody gave her clearance to become a top NSA secret vendor,
that's
right?
That's what Chelsea/Bradley Manning did, put a thumb drive into a computer and ended up in jail, right?
Listen, I'm just mortified.
And a sex change.
Yeah. How in God's name did this woman, after that kind of behavior in the military, actually get a job as an NSA contractor? Yeah. What is going on in Washington? I want to know. Somebody explain that to me. Whoever hired her, whoever gave her clearance, should be fired or in prison themselves.
But she fit their political agenda. She obviously was in their profile. Oh, she hates Trump. She's pro Obama. Okay.
At what point, America, do you continue to allow the depth of corruption in Washington, D.C.? And it's embedded so deep in our intel. It's the NSA, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. Is there not anybody with a little bit of intelligence in it? And this woman obviously is not very intelligent because she's talking on the phone from prison, knowing full well that she's being recorded and giving up all this stupid information.
You know, the Nonsuch Agency did not used to be like this. That's the thing. It just did not used to be so political.
I'm mystified. I am literally, when I heard this video, I was just flabbergasted.
What cracks me up is that she was going to count on her white privilege. It really does exist.
No? I'm going to use my white privilege.
Wait, it didn't work for her.
It didn't.
So there is no white privilege.
Yeah, well, you know what? She probably does not want to get out on bond. If I were her, I'd be asking for some witness protection because you know what? That woman gets out on bond, something's going to happen to her. I guarantee it. Something bad will happen to her. So she better stay in behind
bars.
She
shoot herself in the back of her head.
She's going to strangle herself.
Or beat herself up on a beach.
Or waterboard herself to death. Yes, exactly. So
I got to tell you, when I first heard this news, I thought, like, who's on first? But what's her name? So she's a reality winner. What show did she win? What reality show? Bachelorette? What was it? I don't get it.
I have no idea.
It took me a while.
Were her parents? How long ago was the first Survivor? Were her parents big Survivor fans or something? Who names their kid reality winner? I'm sorry, folks. You can't make this stuff up. This is hard to believe. Nobody could even write a story like this.
Well, I think Tom Clancy said the first thing about fiction is that you write stuff that you believe could happen.
I guess. Well, there's the hard end of the show. And for all our callers, thank you. And Ed, once again, thank you for showing up and helping me through this.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I love having you guys. And Derek, thank you, sir.
Derek,
you are the amazing, what does Theron call you? The Swiss Army Knife of Radio.
Yep.
Yes. All right. So until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and stay up on the news you need to know. Take care.